So how in touch do you have to be with your tefillin? Physically, practically. So the Gemara Menacho says that we learn from the tzitz in last week's parsha, it only had God's name once, and yet it says, al mitzcho tamid, you have to keep on touching it, you have to be in touch with it. Surely, says the Gemara, your tefillin, which has numerous names of God in it, you need to be in touch with it. Mimash meshbem. Physically touch it numerous times. Okay, great idea. What does that mean? What do you mean you have to be focused on your tefillin the entire time? So two explanations. Rabbeinu Yonah notes that the Gemara says you're actually allowed to take a short nap in your tefillin. So I don't get it. If you're supposed to be focused on your tefillin the entire time that you're wearing it, says Rabbeinu Yonah, how are you allowed to take a short nap wearing the tefillin? Rather, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it must be that the only thing you're not allowed to do while wearing tefillin is have jokes and kalas rosh and lightheadedness, talk about, you know, inappropriate things. That you're not allowed to do with the tefillin. But to sleep in it, to work in it, to text in it, to do something which is an important matter or a pressing matter or a regular mundane matter would not be a problem at all. Comes along the Rambam and says,
sleep, that might be passing wind.
Correct. So that's very short. A short nap, we say, under a certain amount of time. Well, what that time is up to debate. But simply put, you see, there's still clearly when you're sleeping, you're not focusing on the tefillin, right? Unless you're dreaming about your tefillin. Your mind is elsewhere. So therefore, there's no problem to think about other things as long as it's not inappropriate things during your tefillin.
Maybe it means dozing off for like a few
minutes. Dozing off, exactly. Says the Rambam, you're not allowed to do that. Says the Rambam, Chayav Adam Lamashmish B'Tfilin, a person has to touch his phone or think about his phone, calls man Shemolav every second, Shul Yasiach Daitimim Afilu Rege Echad, even for 1 second. So you see, on the other hand, the Rambam holds, it's not that you're not allowed to have inappropriate thoughts with the tefillin, that for sure you're not allowed to have, but you're also not allowed to work with them or text in them or do something else in them, because then you're going to take your mind off it for 1 second. So you have a big machokas, the Russian Rabbeinu Yonah on one hand, and the Rambam, if you're allowed to do something mundane, regular, text your wife, work with them, make a phone call.
Take a walk,
while you're wearing tefillin or not. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch just says, very vaguely, a person needs to focus on his tefillin every second, as long as so that he doesn't remove his mind off of them. But unclear what that means. Mishnah Berurah gives you a little bit of an inkling what that means over here. It says, "B'chol shah shenizkar bem." Anytime you remember you're wearing tefillin, you need to touch them. Okay. But are you allowed to text? Are you allowed to think about other things? Are you allowed to have another conversation? Not inappropriate, but a regular work-related conversation. So for this, the Shari Tshuva cites the Shagas Aryeh. And the Shagas Aryeh says, I don't think so. He says, Sha'asar esichtas b'chol inyan. You're not allowed to do anything. How about the Gemara if it says you're allowed to doze off? Well, that meant a very, very short amount. A shinas aray, a very small amount. But anything more than that short amount would be forbidden with the tefillin, even if it's a mundane matter, whatever it is all forbidden. However, the Shari Tshuva says, no, we don't follow that. V'nira sha'olam somukin bezal Rabbeinu Yonah v'arash. D'lo'ave ha'sichadas kim k'shomi b'schok b'kawas rosh. So again, you had a machlokas Rambam and Rosh. Now you have a machlokas, same machlokas, a couple of generations later, between the Shari Tshuva and the Shagas Aryeh. Are you allowed to think about non-tefillin things or non-holy things, but a mundane thing with your tefillin on or not? You turn the Mishnah Berurah to Simon Mem Dalid, and the Mishnah Berurah over here weighs in. He says, wait 1 second. The lo chashav hesech hadas, it's only considered an improper thought. Elikashu omed b'schok v'kalas rosh. If you're making lewd or jokes with it, which are inappropriate, avikashu osik b'malachto. You're working ve'umanaso, and you're doing something business related. Vein daitu alein mamish, and you don't have your mind on them completely. Ein zinikrek says hadas. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Imlo kashamatru daitu kolkach v'tzarkuvish abaponim yashmai. Unless you're totally off. off the beaten path and you're thinking about inappropriate things, that would be a problem. He says that would otherwise, he says, it's fine. Then he says, well, maybe there's a special mitzvah in a mufkar to have only proper thoughts where you're wearing tefillin. But is it usur, according to the Mishnah Berurah, to do work-related thoughts, not during davening, after davening, during your with your tefillin on? Answer is absolutely not a problem. Says Aruch HaShulchan, as long as you're not despondent, as long as you don't have sad thoughts with your tefillin, you're fine. The Kaf HaChaim already says, no, we follow that Shagasari. It's better to be machmir, like the Rambam, to have only Torah dikud thoughts while you're wearing your tefillin. So what's the practical application? I'm going to read the most unbelievable Mar Makom in the whole world in a second. But first we'll build up to there. One more second. Rabbi Avadi Yosef asked the question, are you allowed to drive to shul wearing your tefillin? We know it's a big Indian. We talked about this a few weeks ago. We talked about it like a year ago with tzitzis. To leave your house wearing your talus and your tefillin. Some people do that. There are other issues. The street's unclean. But let's say you live in a very clean neighborhood. You could drive straight to it. Wear your talus and tefillin on the road. I don't know what type of driver you are. But when you're driving, hopefully your mind is focused on the road, not on your tefillin. And so if, especially in clean streets, narrow streets, you got to be careful. I was going to end up with Rabbi Feldstein over here. And so says Rabbi Vadio, he says, that's the case. He says, it's better to be machmer like the Shagas Aryeh. Don't wear your tefillin, even though it's a big Indian to leave your house with tefillin and talus and tefillin. If you're driving with it and you have to focus on the road, you're not going to be focused on the tefillin. Don't wear it at all. On the other hand, listen to this Mar Makom. I saw him a sefer by Rav Avadia's son-in-law, Rav Mordechai Toledano, who tells an amazing story about the Devar Shaul. So I googled who is the Devar Shaul. The Devar Shaul was Rav Shaul Kosovsky Shachar. He lived from 1933 to 1967. Nebuchadnezzar, he died very young, 34 years old. He wrote numerous svarim in his short life, and most fascinating fact, he was an attorney. For those of us attorneys in the room, he liked this. Listen to this, yeah? You like this place. Just go listen to this Mar Makom, yeah? He asked the Chazon Ish, can he wear tefillin while being an attorney? Can't make this stuff up. Shamati Shashol Zosagon Reb Shol Kosovsky, Baal Mechaber Dvar Shol. And then he puts in brackets that I once saw, but before he tells you the story, I once saw the Dvar Shol, he writes, I once saw him talking and learning to Reb Shmuel Dvir, he writes, and his face was on fire. He would light up when he would ask questions. Din. He was a lawyer. He was an attorney. Then he puts in brackets. He wasn't a litigator like myself. But he says, according to Google Translate, when Aseh Chozim means to draft contracts. He was a contract drafter. So he was a corporate attorney who drafted contracts all day. Okay? He says, Vishal Zosa Gona Chazanish. That's the Chazanish. Im Yochul Aniach Tfilin Bavodosu Korachdin. Could he wear tefillin while he's a lawyer, while he's drafting contracts? The Anilo and the Chazon Ish said, Adraba, Misha Yochel Aniach Tefillin. Someone who's able to wear tefillin, Ola Hazer Ben, and to be careful with him, Gam Be'esav Odoso, even while he's working, Zeu Mitzvason. This is the ideal mitzvah. Then he goes on and says, his grandson, Mr. B'Shal says his grandson wrote a sefer also, saying over the same story, that he asked the Chazon Ish if he could talk in his tefillin while he's doing his lawyerly work to find out the facts of the case. And he said, V'anilo, shekein, it's mutter. Then he quotes from Sroy Dablitsky, who also quotes the story that he asked the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, even if you're not wearing tefillin while you're a lawyer, you should put on your tefillin. Put on your tefillin. He says, because a contract which is drafted while wearing tefillin is a better, a more properly drafted contract, he writes. It's a heter. You get many mitzvah. And it says, V'kach Avitz from Shaul Kosovsky, Nebuchadnezzar died at age 34, but while he was an attorney, he would wear his tefillin, it says, V'achei no'agin wa'aniyah kam be'es isuko korech din, V'ayat tefillin mechusim tachas migvaso. He would wear his tefillin under his hat while he was an attorney. Shvizocha, whether you're an attorney or not an attorney, Shvizocha to have that reach that level that we could say that we could wear tefillin during our work and still be focused on the proper things. Shkai.